The following is an audio podcast from the Korea Society, celebrating more than a half century of promoting awareness, understanding, and cooperation between the people of the United States and Korea. For more information on our programs, please visit our website at www.koreasociety.org. This podcast is brought to you through the generous financial support of the Tongyang Group. In the areas of financial services and manufacturing, the companies of the Tongyang Group harness the passion and creativity of 12,000 employees worldwide to better serve their clients. The Tongyang Group, a global partner for Korean business. On March 24, 2011, Jin-Yong Che, professor of American Literature, emeritus, at Chung-Ang University, and the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill, spoke with noted South Korean author Kyung Suk Shin about the English translation of Shin's novel, Please Look After Mom, an Amazon Best Book of the Month.
It is so nice to meet you. I am honored to speak with you about this celebrated novel and hope to give English readers a better understanding of your book and the story rather than the technical aspects of writing.
이 전문적인 얘기라기보다는 내용에 대해서 조금 작가께서 설명을 해 주셨으면 하고요.
People usually remember their mother after she passes away. So why write about the premise of recalling a missing mother?
대개 이제 우리가 엄마를 기억할 때면 돌아가신 후예들을 그러는데 실종을 전제로 하신 이유가 뭔지 그거 좀 말씀해 주세요.
엄마라는 존재는 우리 곁에 너무 가까이 있기 때문에 돌아가시기 전에도 이미 어느 순간 잊어버리고 살 때가 많은 것 같아요.
Due to a mother's strong presence, even before she dies, she is often forgotten. Therefore, I ask the readers to consider the loss of their mothers, regardless of whether she is alive. I would like to remind the reader of a mom's importance through her absence. This thought was the foundation of the story based on the premise that we have forgotten our mother before she is lost.
그거를 좀 찾아가 보고 싶었고요. 그러니까 잃어버리기 전에 이미 우리가 먼저 잊고 있었다는 그런 전제하에 실종을 이 작품 안에 단초로 넣었습니다.
그다음에 두 번째로 여쭤보고 싶어요.
I've heard that you mentioned that when you first used the word mom instead of mother, the plot came together quickly. Could you please tell me about this?
오랫동안 구상을 했었어요. 제가 소설가가 되고 난 이후에
I conceptualized this story for a very long time. Ever since I became a writer, I thought about writing a story about a mom, but every time I attempted it, it did not work out. I ended up stumbling to develop the plot. During those attempts, I used the pronoun mother instead of mom. And then one day, 25 years after I became a writer, while I was thinking it was time to complete the work, the first line, "It's been 1 week since mom went missing," suddenly came to me. Yet I was conflicted with the starting of the story with the sentence, as I had to throw out everything I had written using mother. Still, the sentence fascinated me, and the plot became so clear after the word mom came to my mind, as if it had been waiting for me all along. There's a certain difference between mom and mother. With mother, there exists some distance and respect. However, when I address mother as mom, as I mentioned in the book, I can act like a begging baby. Mom, please be on my side, and mom, please hear me. That's how the story develops smoothly without being tied up with any boundaries.
쓰고 있지 않았기 때문에 엄마라고 하는 순간 다 이전에 써놨던 모든 걸 다 버려야 했거든요. 그래서 그런 갈등이 좀 있었는데
아주 친근감이 나는 그런 거.
Certainly. The word mom carries a sense of closeness. The title, Please Look After Mom, does not contain a possessive, whether it is our, as in Korean, or my in English. Did you intend to describe mom as an archetype?
그냥 엄마라고 한 거는 상당히 그 아주 원초적인 엄마의 모습을 그리기 위해서 그러신 건지 그 앞에 소유격이 없잖아요. 네. 우리 엄마고 네. 내 엄마고 간에 네. 그런 뜻이 있었는지요?
이 소설은
The story is not about my mom. The mother in this novel behaves universally. She gives unconditional love, and although she's the most important person in her family, she is not treated respectfully. It is not my mom or our mom. It is not anyone's mom. The novel paints the genuine meaning of mom for humankind, and I was trying to bring that meaning out in this novel.
가장 중요한 존재이면서도 또 가장 하찮게 대우받는 그런 과정 이런 것들이 모두 다 보편성이 있다고 생각했어요. 그래서 내 엄마가 아니라 또 우리 엄마도 아니고 진짜 엄마라는 이 인류에서 그냥 엄마라는 존재 그 존재가 가지고 있는 그 의미 같은 거를 이 소설 안에 끌어들여 오고 싶어서 네. 그렇게 했습니다.
네. 저도 그렇게 느꼈습니다. 그래서 네. 읽는 사람들이 그걸 좀 알았으면 해서요. 네. 그다음에 그
I also felt that way, and I hope the readers sense that as well. The mother figure we are discussing is a person who grows trees and raises puppies, isn't she? So I was wondering whether you wanted to imply the genuine and universal mom as a being that nurtures and raises life.
네. 사실 그건 우리가 너무나 상식적으로 알고 있는 건데 엄마 없이
Actually, we all know that we cannot exist without a mom, but we forget it at some point. We take our mom's dedication for granted, giving birth to us, raising us until we're able to stand upright on our own feet. Well, in this dreary age, with people being very calculating in their relationships and feeling the negative consequences of modern society, I thought it was a good time for us to reconsider the basic meanings and implications of mom. In particular, as the novel states, everything touched by a mom blooms, thrives, and grows, which is possible with maternal love. Mom should not be the only one who offers this type of love. We should all be a mom to each other by bringing a maternal touch to every relationship that we have. In that way, we can overcome this dreary age.
뭐라 그럴까요? 좀 삭막하고 인간관계 같은 것도 너무 이렇게 어떤 계산에 의해서 유지되고 하는 지금
잊는다는 거 말하자면 forget.
I agree. In a way, the meanings of forget and lose eventually join together. It's like we have already lost mom when we forget about her. Couldn't we say that losing mom means eventually that we know nothing about mom? In my case, I don't know what my mother was like and what she wanted when she was young. What is the difference between knowing nothing and forgetting? While reading this book, I kept on apologizing to my mom about not knowing her at all. The fact that I do not know about someone could be reflection of indifference, oblivion, and eventually complete loss.
잃게 되는 건데 고위 관계에 대해서 조금 말씀해 주세요. 네.
그러니까 이렇죠. 나는
The first word a baby learns is often mom. I know I was once a baby, but we forget that our mom was once a baby too. A mom isn't born a mom. She was inside her mother's womb for 9 months like us, was born crying, learned how to walk, and most of all, learned mom as her first word. It is easy to forget our mom as a human being, that she was once a baby, a girl, a grown woman, and finally became a mom. With this, perhaps we could feel more human towards our moms. Even if she did make some mistakes, we could understand and treat her with more warmth, and that's the point. Mom needs a mom, too. Mom was raised by her own mom, too. She had her hopes and dreams, too. Once we grasp that concept, we can construct the cyclical life of maternal relationships and have better, more meaningful relationships with not just our moms, but other people in general. I minutely designed the path that leads to this realization in the novel. Forgetting and loss are the same thing in my eyes, so I hope readers will find the path to rethink their own relationship with their mom.
잊어버리게 되어 있는 것 같아요, 우리 생활이. 그런데 그렇게 엄마를 좀 인간적으로, 아, 엄마도
잊었어요. 잊는다는 것과 잃는다는 거를 같은 뜻으로 된다는 거를요. 네.
I felt the same way about forgetting and loss becoming one. Another point that I would like to discuss is that the mom suffered from a brain hemorrhage, breast cancer, and a severe foot injury in the story, and it was all dealt with relatively lightly, yet all are considered potentially fatal. Have you considered that it might be troublesome for young readers to understand that the mom ultimately said, I'm not going to the hospital?
엄마가 뇌경색은 아니고요. 두통에 시달리는.
네, 두통으로 네, 시작이 되죠. 네, 네 근데 뇌경색이 있으셨던 것 같다, 이렇게 아, 나오니까.
뇌출혈, 뇌출혈인데요. 네, 뇌출혈 같은 경우에는.
She actually suffered from a brain hemorrhage. And in some cases, people just ignore the symptoms without knowing what has happened. They feel a headache, have a hard time memorizing things, and feel stiff around the body, but do not take any action towards the symptoms. I was worried the story would be a tearjerker if I made it too heavy with the mom's illnesses. It was also an effort not to blur the main point of the basic difficulties of being a mom. For instance, a very long time ago, some moms neglected their health. She would not go to the hospital, all the while conscious of her breast cancer. Or a mom even used to work at a farm the day after giving birth. I think most of us take for granted mom's negligence of her own health.
거가 덮어버리지 않게 하기 위한 노력이기도 했고요. 그거를
그다음에 그 큰아들 형철이와의 네. 관계에서
Yes, the mom in the story kept saying, I am sorry to her eldest son, Hyung Chul. How do you explain I'm sorry, son, to the readers? The eldest daughter is busy with her job. The second daughter is busy taking care of the baby. But the mom says sorry over and over again to her eldest son. What do you think the readers will take from this?
독자들한테 어떻게 그 들릴지 거기에 대해서 좀 말씀해 보세요. 해 주셨으면.
그러니까 이 소설은 이제 엄마가 실종되고
The story starts with the phrase It's been 1 week since mom went missing. And then the daughter, the son, the husband and finally the mom come up. Not one character could say I. They could only say me and you. I am afraid I am exposing too much of the book's secrets here. Anyway, through the daughter, the son, the husband, and the mom herself, I was trying to characterize the mom through the other family's points of view in each chapter. It is not only Hyung-chul that the mother says sorry, It is not only to Hyung-chul that the mother says sorry, but also to her other children. One day, I realized that all moms say I am sorry to their child, as an everyday phrase, even though there is nothing for which to apologize. That shows how deep her love is. There is always something more they wish they could have done for their children. Sometimes I think about the mom in the novel and ask myself, why is she saying sorry all the time? When she has done so much already. That is a mother's love, that despite everything she has done for us, she wants to do more. I think this is exemplary of going beyond the call of duty. In the story, she leaves her youngest baby to the son. I wrote the line, I am sorry, Hyungchul, because she literally felt sorry about this. My mom still apologizes like that all the time. I'm sorry I could not do this for you. And then I say, please don't say that. But she never stops. A mom's heart is so deep and limitless. The saying, God gave us a mom because he could not take care of the whole world is true.
딸을 그 형철이에게 맡기는 거. 거잖아요. 그러니까 이 형철이가 어리 아직 자기 일도 다
그다음에 그
In the middle of the story there is a scene that foreshadows the image of Michelangelo's Pietà sculpture when in the hut the eldest daughter embraces her mom's head and the mom moves the second daughter's legs after she falls asleep. It seemed designed to connect the Pietà sculpture at the end of the book. When the mom says she wanted a rosewood rosary from the smallest country in the world, did you have the Vatican in mind? Why did the mom mention the smallest country in the world?
구해달라 하실 때 그 제일 작은 나라라는 거는 이미 그 바티칸이라든가 이런 거를 그 작가께서 생각하시고 하신 건지 어머니가 갑자기 왜 제일 작은 나라라는 말을 하셨는지 그걸 좀 설명해 주세요.
이제 바티칸을 생각하고 한 건 아니고
아니겠죠
네,
물론
아니고
네,
이제
네.
엄마가
First, I didn't have the Vatican in mind. It implies that the mom did not want fancy things. But at the bottom of her heart, she prayed for her family to take care of each other, wishing that they all felt the same way. Well, I took the rosewood rosary from the smallest country as a symbol of deeply bonded relations based on prayers, a longing for deeply rooted relations and an immeasurable love. I got a chance to travel after I finished writing the story and discovered that the Vatican is indeed the smallest country in the world and by coincidence was able to get a rosewood rosary there. And that experience helped the rosary in the story to stand out. What I wanted to say with this was that the mom's wish is pure, like a prayer. I'm not sure if that message was conveyed to the readers.
그 상징적으로 가져온 건데 그만큼 아주 깊은 어떤
그 곰소에 간 그 이은규란 남자.
Next, tell me about the man Lee Yoon-gi and the story about the orphanage. What do the two things mean together from the mom's point of view?
관계가 어떤 의미를 가지는지 그거 좀 말씀해 주세요.
그러니까 그 참
We live life as if we knew our mom well, even though we really don't know much about her. Also, we say, my mom is a person like this, so easily, but do we really know? In fact, a mom has many secrets. Her heart also feels springy and fluttered when she meets a real nice person, as we all do. Based on this, a sincere romantic line was formed, interweaving the romance she had in the past with her secrets. I wanted to tell the readers that the mom that we know is not every aspect of her. Getting to know your mom is like peeling the skin of an onion that keeps revealing a new layer as we peel it off over and over again.
어떤 아주 뭐라 그럴까요? 좋은 사람을 만나면 마음이 이렇게 설레이고 하는 그런 감정이 엄마한테는 없는 걸로 알고 있는데
엄마한테도 그런 감정인데
그런 감정들이 다 얘기하고 싶었어요.
Yes, I was so touched by the last scene when the mom wants to go back to her mother again. When I finished reading, I felt it was like a long confession. Also, to some degree, I felt like I had been to a retreat. It was a touching experience. I believe the readers would understand the novel better with your own interpretation. I would like to talk about the translated version. Anyone who has ever translated before knows that there are limitations. For instance, in the scene where the mom cleans up some earthenware jars, Koreans feel some kind of particular cultural sentiment. It cannot just be interpreted as rows of jars, but when we translate it into other languages, it is harder for the readers to feel the same sentiment. I also had a hard time translating culturally unique things into English to imply my feelings. As for the next question, one of the characters, Lee Yoon-gi, brings seaweed home when his wife gives birth to a child. It is a Korean custom to serve seaweed soup to the woman after she gives birth. The English readers cannot easily understand this. Regional dialects give special flavor to a literary work, but are almost impossible to translate.
그 이윤기라는 사람의 부인이 아기를 낳았을 때 미역을 가져가시는데 그 아기 낳은 여자한테는 미역을 준다는 거 이것도 한국적인 관습이기 때문에 읽는 사람이 우리는 그냥 청국장 미역국 하면 그냥 탁 오지 않습니까? 그렇죠. 그런 게 잘 안 오죠. 네, 그런 거 하고
어떤 한국인의 정서 같은 게 굉장히 많이 저절로 들어가.
Especially my novel is based on Korean cultural sentiments, and I feel that there is a limit in the translation of the details. To give an example, the mother's last thought of the novel is, "Did mom know that I too needed her my entire life?" I think this line is the subject of the story. It is easy to agree that mom also needs a mom, but we easily forget that. The novel would be a success in my eyes if the readers understand my mom is a person who reads novels, who was once a little girl and had someone to call oppa, what women call older men, and was raised by her mom. Fortunately, I found a wonderful editor, Mr. Robin Desser at Knopf Publishing House, and it's been a year since the translated draft was released. Robin and I communicated to find the most decent text, and had four or more drafts before the actual publication. To tell one private story, for instance, when we were talking about an expression, Han Uisa, a Chinese herbal medicine doctor, I kept insisting that to take the word Chinese out or replace the Chinese doctor for another term. But the editor kindly explained to me that having the word Chinese did not mean a Chinese person, but was accepted as a particular type of doctor. We had heated discussions about all the sensitive words so that the English translation could be the best possible text.
이 크노프 출판사의 그 노빈 데서라는 훌륭한 에디터를 잘 만나서 였다고 저는 생각해요.
Yes, it is well done, but again, it's a common problem every translator goes through.
그래서 말씀드린 겁니다.
예를 들어서 제가 가장 저도
I'm taken aback from time to time when I see the translated word because it is so different from the original. Therefore, the saying that translation is another creation is so true. It is only an effort to narrow down the distance to the original as much as possible. I totally understand the weary feeling that translators face because I face it all the time.
감자를 이렇게 포테이토를 해야 될지 이럴 때 좀 정말 안 오죠.
네.
완전히 다른 말로 받아들일 때. 네. 그러니까 번역하는 게 정말 제2의 창작이라는 말이 정말 틀리지 않습니다.
네.
그래서 번역이라는 거는 계속 그 어떤 남아있는 원작과 그 남아있는 그런 것을 가장 거리가 좁게 갈 수 있는 것을 서로 노력을 할 수 있을 뿐이지 어떻게 그렇게 똑같은 일을 할 수 없는 것 같아요. 언어가 다르기 돼요. 때문에. 네. 네, 그 고달픈 마음은 정말 충분히 압니다. 네.
I admire all the translators. I offer my congratulations to you as a great writer that described mom in a truly soulful way.
그 번역하신 분한테 정말 참 그 존경을 보내고 그리고 또 번역하는 사람들이 가지고 있는 문제점을 제가 너무 잘 알고 네, 있고 네, 그래서 말씀드리는 네. 겁니다. 여하튼 그 소설 이 소설의 그 어머님의 상 어머니가 아니고 엄마의 상을 그렇게 감동적으로 표현하신 작가가 아마 근래에 없는 거 안 계신 것 같아서 우선 정말 존경심과 또 정말 축하를 드립니다.
아마도 엄마에 대한 이야기를.
I needed to prepare myself very well in order to write a story about mom, because people think they know their mom. I had to stir up the question in the reader's mind. Do you really know your mother? Perhaps this is why writers don't take on mom as a subject, because they assume people know what mom is already.
그렇게 되어야 하니까 그 질문을 넣어야 하는 아마 그래서 작가들이 엄마 이야기는 이미 다 알고 있는 이야기를 쓸 필요가 있느냐 해서 안 썼을 뿐이지 않을까 하는 생각도 들고 그래요.
아니에요. 정말.
You have done a great job. I was so pleased to meet you. I'll show this book to my daughters when I get home.
이거 엄마가
Even though the first line is, it's been 1 week since mom went missing, it is not important whether they find their mother or not. The point is to think about their mom again after reading. Dig a little deeper than what their idea of mom is and explore the possibility of thinking about her in a different way.
이 소설에도 코드하고 다 그렇죠. 네.
생각합니다. Not forgetting, not losing, and finding the idea of mom again. I'll keep that in mind. Thank you very much.
The opinions expressed in the preceding program are those of the speakers and do not necessarily reflect the views of the Korea Society, its staff, management, or sponsors. Thank you for listening to this Korea Society podcast. If you enjoyed it, please consider becoming a member. Visit www.koreasociety.org for information about memberships and to learn more about all the programs available at the Korea Society.